God doesn't call the perfect, God perfects the call. As we've probably heard of Martha and Mary, this year with letter C of the cycle of the weekend masses, I want to look at Abraham and Paul. And why? I'll explain a bit. Both Abraham and Paul were called to do something. Both had faithfulness, doing something from God. And also, they've been two individuals that they were kind of plucked out of the whole pool of people. And I think that's true in our society today. Like, we might know somebody very crucial, if you will, even though we are crucial too. Like Pope Francis. Everybody knows about Pope Francis, right? But they might not know your names around our world, right? In my mind, it's kind of curious. Okay, Abram at the time, his dad's name is in there. His grandpa's name is in there. But there's no story about him. The second is that they were called. And that's what I really want to focus in tonight, because all of you are called. Whether the story of your life is known here on earth or we hear in heaven. First, the first time we see Abraham was in the 11th chapter of the whole Bible in Genesis, with genealogies. And in the next chapter, we see his mission from God. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him. That was it. God told him, and he did it. God asked him, and he followed it. Without stopping for anything. Just went and did what God told him. And how challenging that can be, like, for my life, for your life. That I had a prick in my conscience of studying in the seminary, but I had no clue. Someday, when I'm at my age, I might think, man, that's still, Abraham could do that like that, and it took me like 3-4 years of my life to receive that call from God. And if we move forward to chapter 18 in Genesis, Abraham saw three men. Which is curious, because it would probably be the second time we could see in the beginning of the thoughts of the Trinity. Three people were there. And Abram, was going through all these different things going on. Some challenges with other people and property. And the biggest thing for him was he didn't have a child from his wife Sarah, or Sarai. And this was the most crucial part of him following God, with believing as God, what God would give him and his wife something into the world. And all the generations beyond Abraham to us today. There in the tent, as Abraham was asked where Sarah was, one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." All the ways that Abraham and Sarah followed God, he succeeded. What not their plan was, not Abraham and Sarah's plan, but God's plan. And he tested them to go beyond what their belief could do unless the faith of them followed it. So did Paul. Again, another individual, he was a Jewish person that was just knowledge of his study with Gamaliel, who was a Pharisee teaching him his whole life. There's probably many different young boys and girls learning and doing their mission for God. And as you remember, Paul was doing, well then Saul was doing some bad things for Christians, you know, going them to jail, possibly killing them, like Saint Stephen. And then he's going to Damascus and God just made a choice. We have no reason why. Why was it Paul? Why wasn't another, you know, a scribe or Pharisee or scholar? And then boom, he's blind. You know, Paul, again, his name is in there, his dad, his grandparents. Why wasn't it them? Do we know of a story about them? Well, no, but they're still called to be a mission. And we know the scriptures because we've read about him as well as Abraham for centuries, almost 2,000 years. And what did he do? He followed Jesus. He had no clue what was going on. He's blind. He's following the disciples who we were just trying to arrest them or even kill them. And he turned his heart to Jesus Christ, his Savior. And then what did he do? He changed the world. Listen to what he said today to the Colossians. "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body." Paul believed in Jesus Christ. And he followed his mission to his death as a martyr. I mention these tonight. Because again, we know them, they're famous, they're in the Bible. And I'm guessing that probably none of us will be really in a book like the Bible in, I don't know, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, 2,000 years. But God has still called you. And that's what Abraham and Paul is telling us today. That's what God is telling us today. We don't need to be famous. We don't need to be theologian, professional people. We need to listen to his voice and follow his mission for you, whatever it is. And every call you have is different than the person around you in your own pew right now. And I loved what that, when we started, I want to finish. God doesn't call the perfect people. Think again of Abraham's not perfect. Sarah was not perfect. Paul wasn't perfect. None of the apostles are perfect. None of us are perfect. And God has called you and me. God does not call the perfect. God perfects us that were called to follow his mission for you and to believe what he's asking you to do.